part of the restoration we're doing in Nasawango is reestablishing natural systems, and that includes fire. Historically, fire swept throughout this area periodically, either due to lightning strikes, due to drought conditions, or due to Native American Indians setting fire to the land. The fire really helped shape the vegetation that we had on the ground. However, for a number of reasons, fire is no longer a driving force here on the Eastern Shore. This is in part because when we do have a wildfire, folks come and put it out for a good reason. There's homes around here, so fires are very quickly extinguished. If a fire continues on its own, it's quickly going to find a road or a shopping mall. So natural large-scale fires no longer occur, and that's really altered the vegetative composition that we have out here. We have many more maples, more sweetgums, more thin bark trees, which are fire resistant, coming up and taking over, and fewer oaks and hickories that you might expect to see in a natural mature forest. So what we're doing is we're trying to burn these areas about every 3 to 4 years to mimic the historic fire regime that we feel used to be here. What you'll see on the left is an area that we burned in spring of 2011, and on the right, an area that we burned in the spring of 2009. Both areas are surprisingly lush. When you burn one of these stands, it's essentially like putting a large dose of fertilizer into the ground. All the nitrogen goes back in, and the plants, particularly herbaceous vegetation, responds very, very well. The oaks are almost completely not affected. They're hard, thick-barked, so they generally bounce back very quickly from fires. For the most part, the thinner bark trees, such as the red maple and the sweet gum, are more likely to be killed, especially if it's a hot fire. But we're really happy with the results we've seen, and we're getting more and more of a nice ground layer coming in, more warm season grasses, more native forbs that are quickly taking over and displacing some of the other less desirable vegetation. Another plant that we've seen respond very well to the fire are orchids. We've had many, many species of orchids just come back tenfold, literally, after a fire. You might notice if you're walking around the spring, dozens and dozens of pink lady slippers in the understory, whereas before you might have been lucky to find two or three. Now they're just all over.